Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're getting ready for all the action coming up in college, NFL action. Also, Pelicans, they're on a two-game win streak. Hallelujah. Breaking that schneid over there, but helping us break down the matchup coming up Sunday in Carolina. 1-8 Saints traveling to Carolina, taking on the 5-4 Panthers. Panthers radio color analyst Jim Zocchi joining us right now. Jim, always appreciate the time. How things going in Pantherland?
Going pretty well right now. The Panthers are playing some of their best ball they've played in a couple of years and have a winning record at 5-4. So considering where they've been the last couple of years, they're better than they've been in recent times.
Jim, how big of a surprise has Rico Dowdle been? Because when we think about it, you know, what Daniel Jones is doing in Indy, but he plays the quarterback position. If he ever was here, he would tell, Mike, I've been telling you that for all these years. Okay, I get that. Quarterbacks look that different. But if you take Daniel Jones out of the mix and think about what Rico Dowdle has accomplished, that to me is a major, major surprise.
Yeah, nobody saw, you know, the kind of production that he's putting out there. He began the year as the backup quarterback to Chuba Hubbard. Then Chuba gets injured a couple games into the season. Rico becomes the starter and puts up back-to-back 200-yard rushing games. You know, twice in a row, the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And then Chuba returns, and Rico's still putting up better numbers than Chuba for 2 weeks, but they're completely alternating series until last week at Green Bay. And Coach Canales said, I'm just going to play the best guy, and we're going to play both backs, but we're not going to do a 50-50 split. And Rico carries 25 times, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns last week. So he's been amazing. He's averaging on the season 5.6 yards per carry, but he's been even better than that in most of these big games. So he's just he's a fun back to watch play. He runs hard. He gives you everything out of his lungs on every run that he takes out there.
Give us a little bit of an assessment of the rookie season for Tez McMillan. He was a guy, as we were doing the draft coverage, he looked to be a top 15 pick. Exactly kind of where he was going to be, well, I think was really in question there. And you see that, man, it's tough to overthrow him because he is a big, tall dude. A little bit about how he's played overall this year.
He's been really good. He's been one of the best rookies in the league, first of all. And his stats are not – they're good, but they're not overwhelming. He's by far the leading receiver for the Panthers stats-wise, 41 catches, 558, but only 2 touchdowns. Because we don't really throw the ball that effectively. Bryce Young's only had one game over 200 yards. So we're just not a big, potent, you know, Matt Stafford, you know, Joe Flacco, big numbers coming out of the quarterback position kind of a thing. So, you know, in a different system, you might see him show up even more. But when you see him play, what you see is a 6'4 guy with great range, really smooth route runner. Not exactly, but kind of like a Mike Evans kind of a player down in Tampa Bay. So kind of those kind of vibes. But I think he's going to be set up for a really good career.
Well, we had on Mark Schlereth, who covers, I think he'll do the Panthers game this week, Panthers Saints. And asking him about the Panthers, he's like, Mike, I'll be honest with you. I think they probably are a year, maybe a little longer away from piecing everything together. I can't say they super impressive on the defensive side, the football, but they get the job done. And he said, you know, overall, where you might lack talent here and there, it with the thing that jumps out is how Canales has been able to get this team to figure out a way to win. And it thought of this kind of popped in my mind, confidence in what you're doing and with your coaching staff. And I think the Panthers team has a lot of confidence in their coaching staff and Dave Canales, and it's worked despite the fact they're not a super talented team.
No, they're not overrun with like Pro Bowl players. Last year, I'll take the defensive side. Last year, it was the worst defense in the league because the best player on the worst defense in the league, Derrick Brown, got hurt the first half of the first game and didn't have him the rest of the year. With him back this year, that's kind of the centerpiece of what makes it go. There was no depth pieces, and then other guys got hurt after that and didn't perform as well, whatever the case may be. But Derrick Brown, for being a defensive interior lineman, is really their best player, and he makes everything go. And you'll watch him in this game. He goes sideline to sideline. He gets pressure on the quarterback. He's a run stuffer. So he really is the dynamic that changes everything, where you can't just run up the middle, but he gets out on the edges somehow too. And then J.C. Horn's a really talented cornerback. He went to the Pro Bowl last year. He's got 3 picks this year. Again, the guy plays bigger than his stats. So those are kind of the 2 stars on defense. But they plugged in free agency, some solid guys like Trayvon Merrick got a 4-year deal from the Raiders coming in at a safety spot. That helps solidify a big need for them. Got some veterans at the edges and the linebacker spot along with some draft picks. So kind of a piecemeal of some pretty good – it's been a good draft class. Some solid veterans in free agency to help along the defensive line. Like Turk Wharton's been playing really well alongside Derrick Brown as a guy that came in from Kansas City, and some other guys too. But just got more solid, not spectacular. But we went from being 32nd to 2 weeks ago, we were top 10. Right now we're 13th in yards in defense. It's a big jump up for 1 year. So probably to Mark Schlereth's point, it's probably another year away, almost like a bridge year between being bad, getting mediocre this year to maybe next year, unless things catch fire here in the second half. You know, they get going and they can be 6-4 if they win this week. You know, maybe they have a chance to at least be in playoff contention.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bryce Young, and we've seen the good and the bad with him even this year. He's kind of rode the roller coaster a little bit, but, man, you know, he makes just enough plays to get you a W. You know, and Bill Walsh used to always say that, you know, who I like, a player is good enough to beat me if I got to play against him. And Bryce has been that sort of guy, just good enough to beat you, and while the stats don't really show up.
Right. You don't want a quarterback, first of all, it's going to lose the game. He knows how to run the offense. He's a real smart kid. He's accurate, doesn't have the biggest arm. And a place like Lambeau with the wind last week showed up. He had like 102 yards, but he was able to lead the game-winning drive with the wind at his back to set up a 49-yard field goal. And so it made a couple of clutch throws there, but he's just not been a big numbers guy, kind of the classic game manager. So you keep hoping, like, his what's his upside? Like, what's his ceiling going to be? And that's kind of the big question. Like, he was very good, obviously, in college. You know, what's his pro ceiling? And I don't think we have the answer to that yet, even though it's 2.5 seasons into his pro career. But he does do enough things with his feet. He's smart, but he'll never be any bigger than he is and won't have a stronger arm than he has. So at some point, they'll have to decide, you know, is this going to be the guy, or do they have to maybe bring at some point some competition to, once they get very competitive, to maybe get them to another level. So we'll see down the road.
Jim, that win last week against Green Bay, on the road, 13-point underdog, and to pull that out. Now, I'm not a momentum guy, because I think momentum lasts long enough till you get hit in the mouth, and then it's all over with. But it does breed confidence. And I think this team is in a sort of direction where they're playing with some confidence now. And I wonder if the Green Bay game is the light to flame to it.
Yeah, those can be, you know, signature moments that, you know, you go down there as a 2-touchdown underdog. You know, they're playing really well. Green Bay was 1-3 in a row, 5-1-1. So it's at their place. It wasn't ideal weather, so it wasn't like it was like a clean weather day out there with the wind. And you get that win. I think it can make a big difference. 10 years ago, we were talking about this earlier this week on our shows, when the Panthers went to Super Bowl 50, you know, didn't know what we had exactly coming off the year before, kind of had a rally to make the playoffs, and then caught fire that year to make it to the Super Bowl. But it was like week 5 or so, they went to Seattle, when Seattle was at the top of their game, and beat them in the last minute on a Greg Olsen touchdown. And again, that was a different team. They went 17-2, counting winning the Super Bowl. But to your point, if you get a big road win against a team that, you know, is like maybe the toughest place to go play, yeah, that can carry over and give you a confidence playing the rest of your schedule.
Looking at this receiving core, we talked a little bit about McMillan. What's been the progress of Leggett in year two? I really haven't heard much from him this season.
Yeah, just kind of okay for being a guy that was like a late first round, the last pick of the draft, you know, two drafts ago, not this past year, but a year ago. And so not huge numbers, 20 catches, 181 yards, started out really slow this year as far as just getting involved. He's a good blocker, which helps to keep him on the field. He's at this point, you know, clearly the number two receiver. So again, it's just been kind of a slow start overall to his career. He's kind of dealing with some injuries last season. So to be honest, for where he was taken, just okay. And we hope he gets to be a little bit more than what he's been to this point. But so far, not anything more than like a B minus, C plus as far as what his career has been to this point.
Jim, can you give us an update maybe, I don't know if you can, on the health status of Jonathan Brooks? That was a guy, man, I really liked. And then all of a sudden, you know, in November, he tears up his knee. Basically, you know, gets a kind of a partial redshirt season and then hurt again. So maybe a little bit of a health update on Jonathan Brooks, who, man, when he was at Texas and Roland, he was a really good-looking prospect at running back.
Yeah, no doubt. Even though he had the torn ACL, the Panthers took him in the second round thinking, you know, he was the best running back in the draft. And, you know, in today's football world and medicine, you know, guys come back really strong from ACLs. It takes a while, but you can get all the way back. And unfortunately, got on the field late last year, as you said, and re-injured that knee once again. And so it's a year. So I would think at this point, because it happened late in last season, he wouldn't play at all this season, I don't think. So I think you wouldn't risk that again. And you don't really need him because of the fact they got ETN as their third back here, who's a rookie. So we'll see. I think it'll be a kind of an ongoing story into next offseason to what he can bring. Should mention, Rico Dowdle's here on a one-year deal. So as great as he's playing, Chuba's in on a four-year deal that started last year. So he's got 3 years on that still. They'll have to make a decision, or Rico will become a free agent. So ETN, along with Jonathan Brooks, would become your next pieces if you get in some kind of bidding war that you don't want to get into for Rico Dowdle, depending on how he goes the rest of the way.
Jim, always appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Have a great call on Sunday. Always look forward to these NFC South showdowns.
All right, Mike and Steve, thank you guys.
Thank you, man.
Jim Zocchi joining us there, Panthers radio color analyst.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.